Hey everybody, Radical Russ here at the Holiday Inn Rosslyn in Arlington, Virginia, where we're attending SSDP 2016, and we're out here on the main floor talking to just some of the students and activists that are out here. Tell folks your name and where you're from.
Hi, my name is Ismail Ali. I'm from UC Berkeley School of Law.
Ooh, School of Law.
Yeah.
And what are you doing there?
I am 4 weeks away from graduating is what I'm doing, but I'm also studying human rights and civil rights out there.
Yeah, so what brings you to the SSDP conference?
That's a great question. A lot of things. But for sure, I think my personal interest in access to essential medicine, which right now is highly limited in the United States. And I'm really interested in connecting what looks like much more progressive policies in other countries like Uruguay and a few other places to what's happening here, with the hopes that, you know, we have movement, positive movement in the United States as well.
Is there a personal aspect that brought you to drug law reform, a relative, any sort of bad experiences?
Absolutely. I have a few, but most notably right now is I have family members that work with psychedelics and therapy in Central and South America.
Oh, okay.
And I think seeing the kind of work that they do and the fact that that work is completely inaccessible in the United States, and knowing, you know, that there's a tremendous amount of potential with it that's completely, you know, that we've been robbed of here in the U.S. and other countries, I think is a major kind of like element that motivates my drug policy reform.
Are we talking ayahuasca and peyote?
We're talking iboga mostly, okay. Ibogaine, but also ayahuasca and a few others as well, yeah. But overwhelmingly plant medicine.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And a lot of my listeners, I'm primarily on a cannabis-based show. Mm-hmm. They might not know a lot about the psychedelic movements.
Sure.
Is there any sort of informational sites or people they ought to look up or books they ought to read?
That's a good question. They should definitely look up MAPS, the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, which I'm sure a lot of them have heard of. They're doing amazing work with MDMA, and they're doing a lot of research with, I think, psilocybin and a few others.
Mm-hmm.
And also the Beckley Foundation does amazing work in the UK. They just released a really, really cool study doing brain imaging of LSD users.
I think I saw them.
It got a tremendous amount of press in the last couple of days. I actually haven't looked too much into it yet, but it looks really, really promising.
Fantastic. If people would like to get in touch with you to get more information, do you have an email?
Or sure, yeah. They can contact me at my Berkeley email address, which is izzyali, I-Z-Z-Y-A-L-I, @berkeley.edu.
All right. Thanks, Izzy. Have a great conference.
Thank you. Thank you, Russ.